So from one inspiring leader to two gentlemen who have recently graced Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Two gentlemen who are making a difference in a very positive way. Please join me in welcoming Chris and Jake from Mike. Gentlemen.
My name's Jake Horowitz. I'm the co-founder and editor-at-large of Mike, and I'm super excited to share with everybody today some of the lessons that we've learned building our media company along the way about purpose-driven marketing. So my job is as a storyteller at Mike, and so I figured what better way to tell you about our lessons than to tell a pretty amazing story. So I want to start by just a show of hands, and this is kind of an easy one. How many people in the room have heard of Kim Kardashian West? Probably everyone. And then how many people remember the moment when Kim Kardashian West went to the Oval Office in the White House earlier this summer? So it was an amazing story, and I'm sure all of you watched it compelled as we did. But what I want to share with you today is part of the backstory that helped make that story possible, which I think is a pretty inspiring and amazing example of purpose-driven campaign-based marketing. So before we jump in, let's begin at the beginning. At Mike, one of the things that we do is we report on and cover movements around social justice. We've been reporting on issues of criminal justice reform and criminal justice for as early as Mike existed. It's one of the things that we do, that's a huge focus of our company. And on the editorial side, in October of last year, I became aware of this pretty incredible, heart-wrenching, heartbreaking story of a woman named Alice Johnson. So if you don't know about Alice Johnson, I think we may see a little bit of it here, just a snippet, but if you don't know about Alice Johnson is kind of the quintessential example of America's criminal justice system gone wrong. She was in prison for over 21 years for a first-time nonviolent drug offense. She was from Tennessee. She got involved in a drug conspiracy charge. She was manning the phones for a drug conspiracy. But the way that our sentencing laws currently work, she was sentenced to life in prison with no opportunity for parole. And so she was at the top of almost every list for criminal justice reform at every nonprofit that tracks these things. She was like the number one case of our system gone wrong. So I became aware of her story. I saw her speak, actually. She was involved, she was a model prisoner, so she was involved in a Skype program with the outside world. So I'd heard her speak, and her story moved me to tears personally. And so we decided to do whatever we could at Mike to use our platform to tell her story to the world. And so we did that in October of 2017, last year, and we interviewed her from prison, and we told that story on social media. So let's see if we can see a snippet. Oh, maybe not. You'll see a little bit more of it later. As soon as we published the story, it instantly caught fire. People really identified in a really emotional way with this really heartbreaking story. I think it had reached about 10 or 15 million people across social media. And then that night, Kim Kardashian West decided to tweet the story of Alice Johnson and said, "This is so unfair." And it was amazing. It caught fire. I mean, the power of her Twitter feed is very real. millions of people started to reach out, asked what they could do, retweeted and shared this story. It started a huge national conversation around criminal justice reform and this woman's case. So this happens that night, and we instantly begin to see this groundswell on social media around this woman's case. And then several months go by. We had begun to hear, rumors that Kim was really activated around the case and wanted to try to do something about the case. And then in March of this past year, I actually had the opportunity to meet Kim at the March for Our Lives. So she was there with Kanye West. And she told me that she wanted to do whatever it takes to get this woman out of prison. And she was willing to go all the way to the White House to meet with President Trump to do it. And so I said, wow, that's extraordinary and amazing. And she became activated by this story. And she didn't have a prior history necessarily in criminal justice reform, although it was something that was in her family and personal to her. And so I said, how about if I tell the journey and story of how you became an activist or how you become an activist in real time? And so for about 2-3 months, we spent a lot of time with her and her family tracking her story. So we went to Washington, D.C. We met with her. We met with a woman's lawyer. She hired a new legal team for Alice Johnson. We met with that legal team. We went to Alabama, to the prison. And it was pretty amazing to follow in real time. And then ultimately, this was in May, we sat down for an interview where she talked about the case publicly for the first time. And then in June, you may remember this iconic photo now. In June, she actually met with President Trump about the case. President Trump invited her to the Oval Office. We were with her that day as she did that, and we sat down with her that night. And then what happened next, probably everybody in the room knows, which is that Alice Johnson, President Trump decided to grant clemency to Alice Johnson as a result of this story. So a pretty profound and powerful a thing that happened. I could say personally as a journalist, it was one of the most fulfilling things that could happen as a journalist and a storyteller is that as a result of your story, you know, somebody's life directly changes and impacted as a result of your journalism. But also a pretty profound example, I think, of some of the themes that we want to talk about a little bit today, which is the lessons that we can draw from this about campaign-based or campaigns that are based on values and leaning into your values and bravery, which is the topic and the theme of our conference. So this is here just another little snippet of a conversation that we did after President Trump decided to grant clemency. It was an amazing thing. We were on the ground in Alabama. People may remember that moment where Alice Johnson ran out of prison. We were with her family as that happened and sat down with the family and we're at the family's house. It was an extraordinary, extraordinary thing. This was just a snippet, again, I wish we had sound, but this is just a snippet of the actual interview that we did together. It was extraordinary where the two of them talked about this relationship and bond that they had formed. And Alice Johnson herself talked about, you know, how grateful she was to Kim for getting involved in her case. And then finally, just a sense of, and you guys know this because you all heard the story, but this caught fire in a big way. So every national and international outlet really talked about the case, wrote about the case. Criminal justice is not a topic that's easy to get coverage on. We've been trying to report on it for years. And this instantly caught fire. It was, as I said, with every national media outlet covered it in some format. Kim was interviewed. I did some interviews. And it really caught fire. So what does all this teach us? And we're about to hear from Chris Olczyk, my co-founder, about some of the direct marketing lessons from this. But I just wanted to say a few things, which is number one, you know, I think biggest lesson learned for us was we took a really adaptive approach in how we told this story. So we told the story in video. So it was a short 3 to 5 minute video. It lived on Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram. Caught fire on Twitter. That's where Kim found it, on Twitter. It had begun to be circulated by a number of influencers, which is how she found it. So some of the people that she followed, she saw it on her own feed. And I think that very much is a critical and important part of the story, which is that we tried to reach people where they were and create a conversation on social media and use tools like Twitter to do that. And we told the story in a way that really resonated and attracted audiences on that platform. So that's number one. Number two, it was a really positive story. I mean, it's sort of a rare thing to see a story anymore where Republicans and liberals and people from across the political spectrum can all identify and come around positively around one single story. And you know, we were really deliberate and careful in how we told the story, which you know, is a tough story to tell around issues that are hard to talk about. To make sure that we were really emphasizing the human part of Alice Johnson's story. And this wasn't a political thing. It wasn't about an agenda. It wasn't about whose administration was right or wrong. It was about a story, a human story that really shows people, puts a human face on an important issue in the news and shows people why it matters. So I think that was really critical. And then third, obviously Kim Kardashian West lending her support and taking this all the way to the White House was a huge component of why President Trump decided to do what he did, but she had really, as I said, not a huge background, prior background in this. And so one of the things that really became important was telling it in a way that really resonated with somebody like her. And then once she amplified it and brought it to, you know, we talk about you know, in marketing, influencer marketing, but brought it to her friends in a really authentic way, not in a forced way. It was something that she found on our feed because the story spoke to her. It resonated authentically across the platform. It created this groundswell that ultimately allowed for this to happen. So I'm excited to jump into some of those lessons together in just a minute. Before we do so, I'll just give you a little bit of a teaser, and hopefully this video will play a little bit of a teaser of how we approach marketing at Mike, which draws on a lot of these lessons. This was in our newsroom, but draws on a lot of these lessons and provide lessons for how we work with brands.
Mike, born out of a mission to reshape the world, leverages fact-based journalism.
The problem is the quality of the air.
Diverse perspectives.
If we're gonna wait for the 80% of dudes in Congress to give me permission, I'm gonna be 80 by the time I get in there.
And cultural breakthroughs.
I'll do whatever it takes to get her out.
To tell the stories that inform and inspire. And it's this kind of journalism that helps us help you win the trust of socially conscious consumers. The approach is simple. Create a newsroom around a brand modeled after the same editorial integrity and fresh perspectives that Mike is known for.
We're announcing at this moment right here at the Essence Festival is that we are forming something called the Dove Black Beauty Alliance.
Our in-house production team contextualizes your brand's moments with brand journalism, making them relatable and relevant. From raising awareness to elevating brand reputation, this is marketing for a new era. Our captivating storytelling leads with your values, so audiences know that you stand with them on the issues that matter most.
There's so many constraints, there's so many things which will pull you away from that purpose every day. So you need something that's like a magnet that pulls you toward that purpose, and that's what you're working for. And for me, it was the kids.
Platform-optimized videos and data-driven insights, we've built successful programs for some of the world's top marketers. And our audience can't look away. Brand newsroom content has seen metrics to rival that of actual newsrooms.
The only true way that we are going to create real change in our society is by the other side experiencing what we experience.
So what's your brand story?
Stay up here. We have 2 minutes for questions, but I'll start by asking Jake a question. In this incredibly polarized political world, is there a safe space? And if you care about issues, how do you advocate them in a way that creates compassion and empathy and doesn't create division and challenges?
Yeah, well, and I think that's a really important part of and why we chose the Alice Johnson story as an example. What we try to do so often at Mike is take these really complicated issues that do too often become really polarized and really partisan, and now people want to see what they want to see rather than actually identify in a way with a story. And what we try to do is take a totally different approach, which is to find a human story and an individual that can put a human face and create an emotional connection to a really important topic, and allows people to connect to that story regardless of your political leaning, which is a really hard thing to do. I mean, it sounds a lot easier than it is, but a lot of our biggest stories all center on a human character that you can connect with in a really personal way. A mother, an individual, a child, somebody who's affected by an issue. And what we see is that the stories that cross red feed and blue feed, where, you know, liberals are sharing the story, conservatives are sharing the story, everybody's sharing the story kind of in a universally positive way because you're connecting with an individual rather than a partisan issue, are the ones that create this groundswell and the campaigns that end up going the biggest for us.
Okay, and then last question on the topic of bravery. I think a lot of the marketers in this room wish they could master the tools of social media and marketing like Kim Kardashian has. You know, they wish they had 100 million plus Instagram followers. But in Kim Kardashian's case, she's built her brand over many years and built a very big business off of that brand. And here took a big risk. You know, she put her brand and her reputation on the line to meet with a president whom, you know, some others would not meet with. Having been, you know, on the front lines with her, having been with her in the meeting with the president, What can marketers learn from Kim and from her bravery?
Well, I think number one is really leaning in. You know, she connected with this story in an emotional way personally, and she decided she was willing to do whatever it takes, no matter what the cost was, and see it through to the end. And so I think one of the amazing things about it, having seen it, was this was a personal commitment. It was a deep commitment. It was something she was going to do regardless, because she believed in it, and she was going to go all the way, regardless of what people said. And you know, when you're Kim Kardashian, everybody likes to say everything about everything, you're on the front page of the tabloids, and there was negative coverage and there was positive coverage, and you know, everybody wanted to say something about it. But ultimately, what she believed in and what she stood behind was deeply personal, and something that she wanted to make sure got out there in the world. And so I think that is actually a simple and hard and profound lesson, which is, you know, if there's an issue, and by the way, number two is that, as you did say, ultimately, it changed her brand. It changed her perception, and so many people have now connected and identified with the work she's doing in the public good space. And so, you know, there's an opportunity to build a huge amount of support by leaning into your values, and particularly with millennials and change makers, leaning into social justice oriented values. And then number two, coming from a place of deep commitment, standing by it and being willing to do it and stand by it despite whatever the repercussions may be, because you believe in it.
Marvelous. Thank you.